Thank you very much for giving me the flair of the floor. It's getting, I'm getting the flavor of it. No. This has been a very interesting debate again. I understand the concern that was voiced by Mr. Fortot, but I tend to think like Mr. Grossman. I'm not sure whether we need a without prejudice clause here. Also, given the example that Mr. Fortot mentioned, of course, some legal instruments may contain an obligation to settle some types of disputes in a particular way. I think that probably is already captured to some extent in paragraph 33, where we talk about constituent instruments, other types of instruments providing for dispute settlement. If I recollect correctly, the debate that we had about actually resolving is that normally, and what we are concerned in this topic is forms of dispute settlement, which do not imply that there has to be a solution, a particular solution. So I'm not quite sure what would be not prejudiced here, and whether by saying what we say in paragraph 34, we would be prejudicing anything. I equally had problems what was meant by on the basis of reciprocity in that context, or conversely. So if some language would be considered necessary by the Commission to be included, I would prefer just starting it is without prejudice. But so far, I'm not really convinced about the necessity, because even the explanation in the commentary was just to make sure what is not attempted by a definition. These are just definition of terms, or here lists of methods of dispute settlement, and we are not talking about whether certain forms of dispute settlements may be obligatory or may be recommended. And therefore, I would consider it superfluous to add something.